It's Allison's Timeline on 96.3 WHUR.
Oh, it's my turn. We're reporting from the Almar Manor. Okay, look, I don't need to be so serious because I'm not on the news anymore, right, Mark?
That's right.
Okay, let's hit it, though. These are some of the things that caught my attention today. This is not coronavirus related. We'll get into that in a second, but a UFO, actually what? Three UFO videos have been confirmed and verified by our Department of Defense.
What?
We're talking about the Pentagon. Yes. So these videos were floating around, no pun intended, on the internet. One in 2004, two in 2015, but there was no official, you know, verification of what these were. Well, the Department of Defense Pentagon said they are, in fact, unidentified aerial phenomena, whatever that means. And then no more information. So I'm like, this is...
They hear y'all.
Right. So look, if anybody is listening who might be an alien, I don't have a problem with you. Just leave me alone. Let's all just get along.
Well, I'm going to say this, eep, op, orp, ah, ah. That means I love you.
That makes him mad. That makes him mad. Don't play.
Don't play. They're going to come get you tonight, Mark.
Right.
I knew.
That's right. Okay, so let's get into the coronavirus. I'm sorry, we just had a little departure, but, and this is kind of scary. The first case of coronavirus in a dog in the United States. Remember they said it couldn't really, you know, couldn't really get it. Well, cats have been reported, and now this pug named Winston, just in case you want to know, in North Carolina. Members of his family had coronavirus, and he had it too. He had a cough, no appetite, but he has recovered.
You know,
Winston is okay.
You know, so, what? Question is, who said, let's give him a coronavirus test?
Well, everybody else had it, and he was acting strange. So the doctors or the vets gave him one too.
Coughing, had a temperature, you know, wasn't eating.
Dog owner, mm-hmm, I wouldn't lean to corona, but I feel what you're saying. So that's
okay.
Good.
Well, I'm just saying you what the veterinarians have told me personally. Also,
black folks can't get a test, but the dog got a damn test.
Exactly. That's what I'm
saying. You're trying to say,
no.
Coca. Say it.
I'm sorry, we can't test you. You have to be crazy.
But Winston, you're good.
Right.
All right, let me end with this. Like, I want to know, what habits have you picked up while working from home? If taking a power nap is one of them, don't worry. Scientists say it's okay to take a power nap. It says really that humans are genetically wired to dip a little bit mid-afternoon. So go ahead and take that power nap, no more than 20 minutes. What I've realized, I don't ever need to shave my legs again or put my feet into heels. I will do both of those when I go back to the studio. But what habits have you picked up? What if you learned about yourself? Call and share. 202-432-WHUR.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark.